quit at a park. Welcome to another journey in trying to find out where did I park. I'm your host Chris, better known as CP, and I'm here to park some of my thoughts and feelings so I can clear my head and get my life together. So here goes nothing. What's going on? Everybody doing good? I'm doing pretty good myself. I am recovering pretty nicely, but before I get into all that, do I need to talk about current events? Do we need to talk about Rittenhouse and all that stuff? I don't really feel like it. I've kind of stayed away from it. I guess one is just a protection, and two, you kind of already knew how this one was going to go, just with the evidence and just how everything plays out and all that acting and crying and on the stand. And you know that viral clip of the Judge Mathis show where the girl is taking her boyfriend into court, and she says that the guy is always with his fraternity brothers, and Judge Mathis realizes that they're in the same organization and they throw each other the signs. That's kind of how it felt, except it wasn't just a funny comment section like, oh, we know he's getting off, but it just, you could tell. And just with the way that all the pieces were being laid out, possibly overcharging, possibly more legal stuff that I don't all know. It just didn't feel good. The judge being on the take, you kind of knew what we were going to get. I think the scary part about it is it's kind of a green light to really walk around here stepping on people's shoes, hoping that they say something so that you can have a reason to do something. Just more ways for us to have to watch out and keep our eyes open and keep our backs against the wall. But you can't live in fear. I also say that to say you got to keep your eyes on people, because I don't know if you got kids getting their parents to drive them across state to go protect on some old vigilante Captain America type of stuff, then, you know, we all got to watch out. Shout out to the father and daughter who protected the recent protesters. Man, but that's just, man, I hate that the world is the way it is and it's that serious and that messed up, but we are living in the tangled web that has been woven by many people before us and continue to get woven through generations and generations. Family trees are all twisted at the roots up under the ground, but what you gonna do? Yeah, but that's enough about that. That's not what I came here for today. Just to clear my conscience. But let's talk about some positivity. Let's talk about some wins. How about a marathon? So, So recently I just completed my first official half marathon. Yeah, I was pretty excited. Finished it in 2 hours on the dot. Well, no. Finished it in 2 hours, 0 minutes, and 37 seconds. Thought I had finished it in 2 hours and 15 seconds, but, you know, discrepancies with the start time and the crossing the line, and, you know, everybody's in a big group at front. So once they say go and your bib crosses, I don't know, it's weird. Long story short, I was really trying to make sure that I got under 2:15, wanted to get under 2:10. My personal record before that was 2:09, and so, you know, my stretch goal was 2:00. I really wanted to get, you know, the sub 2, as they call it. And I thought I had it. You know, they had a tracking app that was going on live, and so every mile it would, you know, pump into my ear like, hey, you're on this mile, you're at this pace, your estimated completion time. So I thought I was getting ready to finish in like 1:56, and then when I got close to the line, I saw the 2 on the board. I was like, damn it. Thought I had it. So I was a little disappointed there, but it was still a good run overall. Shout out to my line brother Mario, who graciously laced up his shoes and got out there in the really cold weather. He's a runner, so he does this stuff, but I know he wasn't happy. He let me know, but he also pushed me and motivated me just because I already knew he was out there getting it. And there were certain times on the race where you could see who's ahead of you. And there he'd be going and just flash each other, like, you know, the head nod, the thumbs up. So it was all good. Shout out to my man Clayton, big coach. Got out there with limited training and still represented and beasted. So that was awesome. It was great to have him out there. And a friend of the show, too. Friend in life, friend of the show. And shout out to my man Ian, my fellow nerd, partner in nerddom. He was the talk of the race because he runs barefoot, which is nuts. But that's how he gets it in. And he don't be worried about pebbles or cracks or anything like that. He just goes for it, which, again, is nuts. But it's his brand of nuts. So he was definitely the talk of the race. You could just see people around him like, you see that barefoot guy?
He's either really good or really dumb.
Maybe a little bit of both, but it worked out. He beat me. So he obviously knew what he was doing. And shout out to Rhonda, coach's wife. She was definitely out there representing with us. I told her I'd have a brew for her at the finish line, and I did. Whole family came out. So it was definitely a good time by our squad, to say the least. Even knew a couple of the officers out there manning the track. So it was a good time. It was really cool to be out there with everybody instead of just running by myself like I do, zoning out of my own world with my own music. I like the push. I like the fact that somebody is always there with you, and there's always people around you. There's targets to look at. There's somebody to check on. There's somebody with weird shoes, ugly outfit, you know, old person, young person. You know, there's a whole bunch of different ways you can target and keep yourself motivated. So it was fun to do that. I'm pretty sure some people were checking for me. You kind of get that feeling once somebody passes you. They kind of smirk back or look at you like, yeah, I got my target. You're like, dang, I was somebody's target. But that's kind of the name of the game. That's how it goes. It was really fun to be involved in that, though. I'm excited. It was cold as hell. It was, but I think the cold weather helps me in running. I guess that's what being Michigan made does for you. When it gets too hot, I struggle. It gets all sweaty. My lungs feel all hot. But when it's cold, like, I feel like I can just breathe in really good. I don't know if that's backwards or if I'm just setting myself up for pneumonia or what. But, yeah, man, I was just able to breathe really fluidly. I was able to move through. I was excited. And I'm glad I took part of it. I had been training for a while, so I wasn't worried about not being able to do it. I've been running 10, 11, 12, 13, sometimes 14. My best is 15, but my longest is 15. And I've been doing that for a while, especially on the weekends, like my weekend long runs. When we do the challenges with the other fraternity chapters, we cram a lot of miles in into a short amount of time. And so that helps with not only my distances and getting through there, but also with my recovery. Because if I'm going to run, you know, 2 10-mile days back to back, I'm going to need to make sure my feet are in good shape, make sure I got the massage gun going, make sure I'm, you know, stretching out my calves and my Achilles and my quads and everything real good. Make sure my hamstrings are intact, and I'm old, so make sure my knee braces are on and everything like that. So I've been, quote unquote, getting in running shape for a good minute now. But again, it's one thing when you're running by yourself or maybe with one partner versus, you know, running in the group. And so it was really cool to finally be able to get out there and kind of show what I was worth. You know, because I didn't grow up a runner. I didn't grow up in shape, to be honest with you, and I'm not even in the shape I want to be now. I'm just in better shape. And so it was good to kind of show the world what I had. I think that a lot of people by my age have already done a half. Either their friend did it, or they were doing some memorial half, or some, you know, just some group outing or just something. And I had never done it. It's kind of a bucket list for me, just because there was a time when I felt like I couldn't do it, or it just seemed impossible to me. But as I got on my fitness journey and kind of got off all the monotony of the ellipticals and everything like that, I was like, well, you know, maybe this is in the cards. Maybe I can work my way up to it. You know, a 5K used to be tough. And then, you know, 5 miles used to be tough. And then 6 miles used to be like, oh my gosh, that's a 10K. And, you know, the number just keeps climbing up. And you keep, you know, setting new boundaries and reaching new heights. And eventually it was got to that point where I was like, I'm going to do a half. And, you know, COVID provided enough opportunity to get enough runs in where it's like, I'm going to make it. Not only am I going to make it, but I'm actually going to do pretty well for myself. And, you know, I'm not going out there trying to win first place or, you know, join the Kenyan Olympic team or anything like that. But just being able to get out there and do it was a win within itself. So I'm excited. I guess I'm going to take this 2 hour mark and use it as motivation because, you know, I thought I had the sub two in my grasp but I didn't. But I do have a couple more half marathons coming up. So maybe I can use that as my motivation to push to get there. Still not a fan of hills. I tried to train a little bit and get through them. We'll see how training in the winter does versus training in the summer. But I'm confident, I'm motivated. I think I can get there. Plus it's going to help keep me in shape. So, shout out to me, shout out to my crew, shout out to my wife for being there and supporting me and taking pictures and, really being on the scene. So I appreciate her coming through and just supporting and also, you know, holding down the house while dad is outside exercising for way too long. Cause I'm out here running down the street and, you know, I'm getting to places where we should only drive to, but now I got to walk through and watch out for dogs and watch out for angry people and watch out for cars. And so it's a mess, but it's a manageable mess right now. And I'm pretty excited about it. I low key kind of wanted one of them 13.1 stickers to put on my car. I either missed it or realized that they weren't free, but either way, I didn't get it. I'm going to just have to make my own. Got me a little medal. I might put it up in my studio. But long story short, I am excited. I'm rambling a bit, but hey, if you can run for a little bit, you can ramble for a little bit. I won't keep you long. I tell you that every week. Now the big question is, I guess because a half marathon is attainable, and so many people do it. So many people do it well. What about the full? So the funny thing is I've always listened to people's experiences in their long runs, in their half marathons, in their fulls, what happens, what does the track look like, what happened on this mile, when did they get hurt, when did they walk, when did they grab a drink and eat, you know, when did they stop for the bathroom, all those things. And everybody's always got these crazy stories about who they saw out there, who motivated them, who wanted to push forward, whether they ran with a friend, whether they met somebody new there, whether they're commenting on the atmosphere, how fun it is, and how just random people support you. I was kind of looking for that. And for a long time, I didn't get it. Kind of just got some silence. And again, I picked my targets and people picked me as their target. Occasional thumbs up to somebody I knew or saw. But didn't have a lot of that crazy motivation I was looking for. I tried to throw a few head nods to people and a few thumbs up and a few, you know, like you can do it. And the only people that were responding to me were the mile marker people, the ones, you know, getting the in action photos or cheering you on based on their little service organization or their school doing community service. But I wanted a little bit more of that. I was kind of disappointed. But I did see as we got further along the track, I say the track, but I mean the course. As we got further along the course, there was an uphill near somewhere between like the 11th and 12th mile. And I promise you, my times pretty much stayed the same, but it just felt like more and more people were passing me. And one of the things I pride myself on is having like an extra gear. Like I'm able to kind of kick it in gear and move when you think I shouldn't, but it felt like it backfired. It felt like I was running in the same gear, but everybody else had two and three extra gears. And people I thought I had, you know, had in the bag were coming up to me and knocking me out. This one guy came up to me and, you know, we were exchanging motivational messages. Come on, you can do it. It's only a mile left, last mile. Let's keep pushing. I want to make this. I want to make that. And he was like, let's do it together. And I was like, yeah, let's do it. And then next thing you know, he's ahead of me. I'm like, all right, man, go ahead. You got it. And he's like, just follow my lead, brother. Follow my lead. And I'm like, how did he get this next gear? Where is this gear coming from? And why don't I have it? Did I expend too much energy? Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, so those are like my only stories from it, though. Everybody passed me near the end that made me upset. And it's got trying to motivate me and I'm motivating him, but he found that extra gear. And my dumb tail decided to try to be a vessel to somebody else and try to motivate them. I find somebody walking. It's like 12 and a half miles in. We literally have half a mile left, maybe even less than that. And I see somebody walking and I try to give them like, come on, you can do it. We're almost there. Home stretch. Trying to be all motivational and cheerful. And man, he gave me the dirtiest look and just kind of threw me off. I was like, man, well, that's why you walking in with your punk ass. That's why you not going to make your time that you wanted to. So I had to use that anger to motivate me until I got to the finish line and remembered that it was all over. But I'm excited, man. I'm excited. I'll tell you what I'm not excited about, though, and maybe it's my own fault. Maybe it's because the halves are too attainable and too many people can do them. And I'm late to the party. Everybody else has kind of scratched it off their bucket list. They probably did it a decade ago or 15 years ago. And it's kind of like, oh, you're doing a half? Oh, yeah, I remember when I did that responsibly like a normal fitness person. But everybody, when I say, you know, I was running in the marathon, they're like, half marathon, right? I was like, yeah. I don't know why so many people wanted to make sure that I said half. Like, I wasn't trying to disrespect anybody. I was just saying I got a long run coming up. But is it that big of a deal if you run, you know, the difference between a half or a full? Aren't they both terrific feats? You know, aren't they both, you know, requiring of you to give it your all? One's just literally twice as long. But I think that's where that hidden motivation comes from. Either people don't expect you to do it, or they never expect you to join the thing that they joined already, or maybe they're looking for some help and some motivation in getting to where they want to get to. And so I think it's important, while it might be off-putting, to just be specific and state your reasons why you got there and honor your goals. And so I hope that's what I did. Like I said, I got a couple more coming up. I guess the pictures show it. So I feel like a runner now. I felt like a running enthusiast before, but I feel like a runner. I'm not perfect. Everything hurts. Need to stretch. I almost broke my 2-hour goal, but I feel like I belong here. And that's what gets me the most excited about it. So I will take 2 hours, 0 minutes and 37 seconds, and I will build upon it. Next week though, cause I'm just kind of drudging along doing little 3 and 4 mile runs this week, and it's Thanksgiving, so you know I'm gonna eat good and I'm gonna drink good. Message. But after that, you know, we're gonna keep pushing forward and might take a little Christmas break, and then we're gonna keep pushing forward. But I got this. I am proud to be here. I am proud to be one of the many medal earners, medal winners. I don't have a sticker, but maybe somebody can set me out and send me one. So I'm excited, man. I hope to see you on there. I hope to join you. Hopefully next time I'll have some Where Did I Park gear that I can run in. I think that'll be exciting and beneficial. Message. But that's all I got. Let's get to some uplift. So I know I've gotten on here before and I've talked about running your race, and that's important. You know, nothing else matters. As long as you are true to yourself, as long as you are going at the pace when you should, then you're doing the right thing. I even just spoke recently about making sure that I felt the respect and making sure that I felt, you know, validated in what I've done. And I think that's important, and that's kind of where I want to stay. There's always somebody to tell you that it's not right. I was doom scrolling today, so I saw some clip on somewhere, maybe Instagram reel or feed or something like that, where it just talked about life will never let you be happy unless you choose to take that happiness. There's always going to be something wrong. You're always going to not do it right. You're always going to miss the mark somewhere. There's always going to be somebody hating on you that, you know, sees it differently than you. And if you try to please everybody, then you'll please nobody, and including yourself. And you just don't want to live life trying to fulfill everybody else's wants and dreams and desires for you. You're not a character in their game. So there's only so much playing you should put up with. And sometimes you have to take your own advice, and you do have to run your own race, but also you have to validate your own accomplishments, and you have to be proud of what you put in. When you know you did your best, nothing else matters. And so it's important to make sure that whether you have a 2-hour time, whether you have a 4-hour time, whether you have a small race or a big race, whether you're losing weight or whether you're keeping your blood pressure down, or maybe you're just good at this and you're trying out for a team or something like that, there's a million reasons why you would embark upon a new journey. It doesn't have to be in sport or fitness. It could be in any aspect of life. It could be a new job. It could be a new position. You might feel like you're already supposed to be there because you're this amount of years old, or you've had this experience, or you're coming to get your just due because you were unfairly treated before. But you have to take a minute to be proud of where you're at and celebrate the fact that you're even in this spot. You are here for a reason. You are chosen. You are worthy. You are important. And you are allowed to feel happy about what you've done. You're allowed to look funny when people don't expect you to be where you're at. But that's because they're people. You're you. You can do it. So just keep your head up. Keep pushing on to the next mile, on to the next thought, idea, creation, concept, whatever it is. Just keep pushing mile by mile, step by step. And don't forget to pat yourself on the back, because you deserve it. I know I do. Life comes at you fast. I'm just trying to keep up with yesterday. But I'll be back soon to unload some more of the good, bad, and ugly. And I hope you'll join me again. Because once I finally get this sub 2 under my belt, I'm definitely going to need some help trying to remember, where did I park. Because I'm probably be tired.